Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. You guys are listening on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I have an amazing segment talking health and wellness today with a psychiatrist. Her name is Jane Bush. You know, people think about all the outside factors of, you know, looking good, putting on muscle, you know, having good eternal body. But what really matters almost maybe more than that is your mental health. And that's what we're going to be touching up today on. We're going to be talking about the harms of social media, what it's like to be a psychiatrist in this day and age. Especially, she really targets the youth. And when we were speaking before this, we're talking about how there's not a lot of youth practitioners anymore because, one, it doesn't pay as good anymore because insurance companies are kind of stingy when it comes to that. And, you know, there's just not a lot of people providing those services to the youth. So we'll touch up on that and speak a lot about, you know, what you can do for your own mental health. You know, some actionable steps you can take today, and just all together the things you need to do to have you know, peace of mind. And you know, it's a really a important thing for your day-to-day life. I've dealt with a few mental health things with anxiety, and I've actually spoke to Jane Bush for own personal help, and you know, she really helped me get past that curve. So you know me firsthand how important this is. I'm super excited to have a psychiatrist on and provide some value to you guys. So you guys definitely don't want to tune out. Very important information here today. Jane Bush coming on here in the next 5 minutes. So don't tune out. Pay attention. And yeah. We're also going to talk up here on the traumas. You know, there's a lot of factors that play into mental health as well. A lot of trauma that builds up that we don't really know that cause their conscious mind to pick and choose things, you know, whether it comes to lovers and, you know, how people base a lot of the things off how they were raised, and that really shapes them who they are as a person, as well as, you know, own mental well-being. But we'll be right back with Jane Bush. Excited to have her. We'll be right back after these.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. You guys are tuning in to Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm joined by Jane Bush, a psychiatrist in Iowa. She's helped me with my own struggles as well, and she's super knowledgeable. Excited to have my first psychiatrist on, and she's going to help us figure out our own mental struggles, how we can get through them, how important mental health is, and the culture on mental health right now as well. We'll speak on social media and all things that are maybe underlooked as well in the mental health area. So, Jane Bush, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm excited to have you on. Super blessed. So I'm ready to get this going. Can you tell us a little bit about your background in psychiatry?
So in psychiatry is absolutely. My background in mental health began way back when I was in high school. My brother was a drug addict, and we had been in and out of drug and alcohol rehab programs, and it was something that I didn't even know I could have a career in. I knew about like guidance counselors and school counselors, and I'm like, but what is this field like in a medical profession? And that's kind of what drove me. It was like I could go into this profession. It could be in a medical profession in a field. And part of my background in wanting to go into it was because I wanted to see people get better. I wanted to know that people could get better. It's kind of a dark, dreary world if you don't see things improving. And so that was one of my passions that I became very passionate about at a very young age because of my own experiences and my own struggles. And that's kind of how people generally kind of find themselves going into the field of mental health. So my background is in clinical social work, and then went on at the University of Iowa, and which I'm still an Iowa State fan, you know that, but I went to Iowa because it has a great program, and pursued my degree there. And now I've had a private practice for about 20 years, and it's been, every day has been a blessing. So I absolutely love what I do.
And you've been in the field for 22 years, you said?
For about 25 now.
Oh, 25. And yep. What made you choose the youth more so?
You said youth?
Yeah, the youth of mental health.
I think it found me. I think that that's, in the world of mental health, it's kind of interesting because I was listening to just the last commercial right before we went on the air. My passion initially, of course, I wanted to work with the kids that have been impacted by drug and alcohol in families. And so when I say it found me, I never really understood that, wanting to help with one particular population and, you know, just kind of more drug and alcohol rehab. But then that evolved as I pursued a career in the field and worked with a variety of people. I think that when I say it found me, I kind of have a youthful presence, even though, you know, I'm becoming a veteran in the field, and I also have kind of a no-nonsense, and I think that that's helpful with working with people when you can just, you know, kind of bottom line things with people. You can kind of just kind of tell them kind of the way it is. It kind of is helpful in building respect and you know, providing knowledge with them. So I kind of feel like that's helped me in working with youth, and that's kind of driven me also to become more acclimated in that area.
Yeah, and you've been in the field for 25 years. How do you manage the mental toll of hearing people's deepest traumas every day? I mean, there has to be a way that you kind of flush out those traumas as well. I mean, they're pouring like their deepest, darkest things on you.
Yeah, that is a struggle. And I also, you know, supervise new professionals coming in the field, and that's a big topic of discussion. You know, as a professional, we start working on that right when you begin working in the field, because, you know, you're hearing not only, you know, daily traumas and very difficult situations, but it's hourly. And so, you know, you're having to, you know, we maybe get 5 or 10 minutes. That's okay. I'm being gracious with that. You maybe get 3 minutes to debrief before you have another one come in your office. And so you have to, you know, really learn techniques and ways to kind of, you know, move from one person to the next person and not letting those go and hanging on to those. But sometimes it can be very difficult. I mean, there are days where you're exhausted at the end of the day and you still have a family and a life and, you know, you still have, you know, responsibilities that you have to take on. And so that is definitely a challenge and, you know, has been a challenge every day, but, you know, it's a challenge that you have to take on. I think it's also important that you live a life that's very in line with what you're teaching or what you're working on and like what you're promoting. You know, you can't come home from promoting wellness and health and live an unhealthy life. Like, you have to practice what you preach. You have to, you know, believe in, you know, self-compassion and taking care of your own personal health if you're promoting that. So I think that's super important.
And we're so blessed to have people like you in our community. Why do you think the psychiatrics who aren't in youth, or why do you think that, sorry, let me rephrase that. Why do you think there isn't as many psychiatrics in youth anymore?
Why I think there aren't, say that, why I think there are, can you say that again?
Yeah. So there's a lot of traumas, like you said, that come in for youth, whether they had a bad family or whatnot, and you have to take these people within, you know, 3 to 10 minutes of each other. Do you think that's that's very high demanding. Do you think that's why there's not as many youth practitioners in the psychiatric care world?
Yes. I mean, the burnout rate for mental health, any mental health provider is, you know, it literally is about 5 to 7 years. You know, it's very difficult. It's like I said, it's demanding, and you're demanding at work, and then you come home, and if you have a family or any other, you know, issues or complications going on in your personal life, you don't get a break at all. And so it's very difficult, and it does lead to high burnout. And the mental health field you know, is one of those fields through the years, you know, and that that has, you know, it's almost been a taboo subject to talk about. And so fortunately, because of radio shows like this and things like that, it's becoming less taboo, and that's good. That's a move in a positive direction. But, you know, it's, I think that it's hard when you can't really talk about what you experienced at work for the day because of confidentiality and because, you know, it's just you're doing one patient to the next, to the next, to the next. And so there is a very high burnout rate. And you know, there are more people than ever seeking services for mental health in this, like, currently. So they say that there's 44 million Americans every year will experience a mental health issue. And, you know, less than half of those people are going to get the help they need.
Yeah, I 100%. I mean, I've experienced it being at school and, you know, just being around people. There's so many, like, negative people out there who, you know, deep down they're probably, you know, dealing with something mental health related, and they need that care. But, I mean, from the sounds of it, I mean, the care seems pretty expensive. But we'll get right back to that after this segment. Coming up with after these, you're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast News Network.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
That's 800-293-0328.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. I'm joined by Jane Bush on the Sports Byline News Network. We're talking psychiatric care, mental health, all things good. And we're going to talk about now how you can help your own mental health and the daily struggles that, you know, some people might be experiencing. Jane, what are some action steps that people can start taking today to boost their overall, you know, mental health and wellness?
Well, I think it's really important, like, today that we do our own, like, emotional regulation. Like, we make sure that we're, you know, not accelerated in any emotion excessively, like whether it's anger, sadness, you know, fears, frustrations. If we can regulate that, and some of the action steps to do that is just being mindful of your emotions. Also, you know, just having a healthy balance in life, positive self-care, positive support groups, healthy environments, you know, open and willing to talk about things with people, and that what they call like emotional intelligence. I think that that's very important, that, you know, we learn what is a positive and healthy emotional regulation. So I think that's super important for all of us in our day-to-day lives.
And what are some options like grounding? Like, is there any other options in grounding and meditating that can help blow off this steam or this anxious feeling or sadness?
Yes. There's, like I said, a toolbox of resources. Grounding is wonderful. You know, any kind of daily meditation, you know, the good old exercise equals a daily dose of an antidepressant in your brain. Your brain doesn't know the difference. And now they've done more research that, you know, listening to music can do the same thing as, you know, provide the endorphins that make you feel more healthy and positive. So, you know, listening to music and doing that. Any kind of self-care, healthy eating. Eating is huge. Reducing those sugars and that junk and putting healthy things in your body. I mean, it's definitely a holistic approach. And taking care of yourself, giving yourself time to sleep. Sleep is necessary. You know, giving yourself those breaks off of the technology and things like that. So, laughing with your friends, doing the fun things in life, you know, that provide the healthy endorphins.
And how about food? How important is healthy food intake? I mean, I know when I have a high carb or high sugar meal, that is easily digestible in my gut and it goes to my blood system, it kind of makes me anxious. It kind of, you know, sets me off in a bad mood. How important are these healthy foods to our overall mental health?
Well, you know, the mental health all happens in your brain, and, you know, the sugar is almost, well, it is a drug in your brain. So, you know, you understand it's not a healthy option for you, for a person. And so, you know, it's very important that we eat the foods that are going to help our bodies in a very positive way, just like we need to, you know, drink that water, because that water is going to help our body in a positive way. And you know, eat the things that our bodies agree with and that are healthy, not just because we want, you know, not the guilty pleasures of the things that make us feel, you know, sluggish and down. So it's all very important. They're all tied together. It's one body. So it's very important.
And I don't know if you ever heard of this. I kind of just thought of this while you were talking about it. But generational traumas and genetics, do they play a big role in how people's mental health and well-being are? I mean, I hear sometimes people say, oh, I'm like this because of generational trauma. Oh, you know, my parents dealt with depression. Now I deal with it. Is that a big factor in this?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's our, a lot of times our brain has learned behaviors, and if we grow up, having had parents that have had trauma, and you know, we've got to break that cycle at some point. You know, we are learning things every single day. New research is constantly being put out there, and that's super important. And we're learning things, and we're learning how to heal some of these things that we don't have to live with generational trauma anymore. It's a choice. You know, we want to choose to be healthy. And we deserve to be healthy, and we can be healthy. And we don't have to just accept it as what it is and not have, you know, the option to make a healthy choice. And we can accept our own strengths, but also our own shortcomings, and we can correct those and try to improve that. You know, we're humans, and we're made as imperfect. And so we want to every day try to work very hard at getting ourselves, healthier and healthier.
And what's that look like, trying to dump that generational trauma? Like, is that just, you know, I know we kind of just talked about this a second, but like, is that like meditating and grounding, or do you need to go a little bit deeper into something else to dump that trauma?
Generally speaking, that you're going to have to go a little bit deeper. You need to work with a professional. I mean, you understand that, you know, you've got to understand the mind-body connection in that, because, you've got these physical aspects that are kind of in the, that you aren't even aware of when you have trauma to that, you know, generational trauma or even just trauma. So you're trying to, you know, heal your body and your mind. And so it takes a little bit more in dealing with that. And that's where a professional and knowing that you've got a licensed quality professional too, because, you know, when you're dealing with those things, you're opening up some very, very difficult wounds, and you need to be with somebody that you respect, that you trust, a healthy environment that's safe, and that you're not just opening traumas for no reason. And, you know, you've got to have it in a safe environment where you're not re-traumatizing yourself. So that's very important in that you do your research and finding the right therapist for you, the right person for you, and one that you trust and that you know has the proper training. So.
And these traumas, is this a genetic thing? Like, do these emotions get stored in DNA, or is it kind of like on a quantum level? I don't know if you know what I'm talking about or whatnot, but where is it stored if it's carried from generations?
It can be stored in the subconscious brain. So, you know, and that's why a lot of, like, it's very difficult to recall some trauma, because your brain will try to block it, or, you know, even store it where you're not even completely aware of it. And triggers can come up when you least expect it. I mean, they come up through our senses a lot of times. So, you know, it could be related to a smell or a sound, or, and you might not even be aware that that's a trigger. So, you know, that's where it could, you know, I believe that, you know, you've got them even in your, you know, the part of your brain that you don't even know when it's being triggered. So that's, you don't have control of that. So it can be very difficult, especially for a person, you know, not knowing when a trigger might happen. You can't prevent when something might trigger a memory or an emotion or a response. You know, and so it's kind of difficult to accept that sometimes, or to even understand it. Like, what is happening to me? So,
yeah, a subject. I mean, I know you talked about the subconscious a little bit, and I love that. I think that is such like a fascinating subject, especially since I mean, from what I've seen, maybe you know a little bit more than me, but there's not a lot of research done on, or like not a research, not a lot of research known on the subconscious, because we have the conscious, the unconscious, and the subconscious. How
right.
big of a role player is the subconscious in making your daily decisions?
Well, the brain stores everything. The brain is a very powerful tool. And it, you know, I, I think it's important that, like, whatever we have stored in there is a learned behavior. And so, you know, it's in there. And, you know, it's a complicated thing that we can't complete. I'm not a neurologist, so this isn't my complete area. And I know there's much more, educated folks than me out there on this, but, you know, there's a lot of things about the brain that we can't research because you can't cut into a brain, you know, so it's, we're trying to research things as they come up and learn as much as we can. But what we can see is patterns and watch patterns through the years, you know, as people heal these things and recover and, you know, we learn about them and we see what's successful and works for folks. So that's kind of what we have to go on.
Yeah. And does the conscious not play a very big part in carrying these decisions?
Yeah. I mean, they're in there. And so, you know, it definitely, you know, it leads to the beliefs that are then developed in the brain, you know, your beliefs on, you know, if you, you know, something was kind of taught to you or shown to you, it is embedded in your brain and it's permanent.
Love it. Great information here, Jane Bush. You're listening to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning in to Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back after these.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know, to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who else did?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, joined by Jane Bush, and you're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast News Network. We're here for our last segment, and I really want to dive a little bit deeper into the brain and a lot of these mental health issues. So my first question I want to start here with, Jane, is how much of these mental health issues are really just a mindset? How much of these people who are anxious, have anxiety, or depressed really is just in their head that they think they have, you know, this horrible thing when it's really just a belief?
That's like 100%. Yeah. Like, I mean, I would not 100, nothing's 100%, but absolutely. That's the belief you have to challenge, and that's, you know, you have to work at that. Anxiety is just an overwhelming fears and negative beliefs or old beliefs that are, you know, creating this negativity, and you know, it won't help anybody become successful. It leads to people becoming complacent or becoming negative and worse, and that negativity is just going to lead them down a rabbit hole. So I believe that you have to absolutely get in and challenge those belief systems in your brain, and you have to get in there and turn them around. You know, it's very much part of your mental health journey, and you have to get in there and do that. It's necessary.
Yeah, I mean, from personal experience, I know it definitely just takes repetitions to convince yourself almost that you actually are okay, and that, you know, it's all just a mental battle. I saw a quote out there that if you can be sad for no reason, you can be happy for no reason. And that kind of stuck with me, because it's like, that's true. Like, sometimes I feel myself maybe getting sad for no reason, and I'm like, okay, well, if I can be sad for no reason, I'm just going to be happy for no reason. So I'm a big believer in that. A lot of this is just a mindset thing. And, you know, maybe also a mind-body connection as well.
Absolutely.
But something else I really want to touch up on. Oh, go for it, Jane.
You know, that's why it's so important to challenge those beliefs every day and not just live with them. You don't have to live with that or just think about them. You know, you have to challenge them. And make a choice every day not to want to live with them.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, that's what I tell people who I maybe, you know or be dealing with things that are a mental battle. It's just, it's all really just a limiting, you know, mental health factor that you just have to get repetitions with and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we only got about 10 minutes here, and a huge thing in today's society is social media. It can be a double-edged sword. I mean, I'm on TikTok, and I see a lot that, you know, there's a lot of sad stuff on there, but there's a lot of happy stuff. How does this play a factor in these young kids' mental health? I mean, kids' brains are like almost like Play-Doh or clay. They're really easy to morph, but as they get older, you know, it starts to get a little bit harder, and you know, once it's there, it's kind of there, and it's hard to get that belief out of their brain.
You know, and that's just, you know, that's, it's like one of those choices where, you know, they can be influenced one way or the other. So it's important to, you know, really have that and promote that, like, you know, if you want to go down that negative rabbit hole, it's out there and it's available. And, you know, they're promoting and educating kids on very unhealthy mental health. One of the things I've seen a huge increase, and it scares me so much, is, you know, the physical cutting with our youth today as a coping mechanism for, you know, stress and anxiety. And it is, you know, that's extremely dangerous, and it's unhealthy. And it, you know, but it's one of those things that if you look for anything like that on the internet, and, you know, on TikTok and social media, but you've also got to find the pot, you know, you got to find the alternatives to that too, and promote and encourage that, and the healthy part, you know, the positive self-talk, the compassion, the you know, kind of the mental health, like, you know, you got this, you can do it, you know, we'll get through this. All of the positive aspects of those things as well. And, you know, the other thing with social media, that's very difficult. It's quick to offer a diagnosis, you know, and you can't make a diagnosis until you've, you know, actually talked with a person and actually, you know, made a clinical diagnosis by going through an entire psychosocial evaluation. And so, you know, you can't do that in a 2-minute TikTok and say, oh, or this person has that or this or that. You know, it's not there to be judgmental. You know, it's not helpful when it's there to be judgmental. So that's where, you know, kind of self-diagnosing gets a little, you know, you can't do that on a social media. So that's kind of a red flag. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I know we have probably a lot of, you know, parents and educators that listen to this show. What more proactive roles can they take in addressing these mental health issues for these kids or helping them get set on a better path?
I think the important thing is that, you know, encouraging these kids to seek help, to talk about their, you know, their emotional struggles. I think, you know, anybody who's around somebody can kind of notice if somebody's having a struggle, and we don't have to wait until they fall, that, you know, we can help them along the way, encouraging them to go talk about it, encouraging them to seek help. You know, as with anything in the medical profession, you know, if you seek early diagnosis, you know, you're going to, rather than before it becomes, you know, a serious abscess, you'll have more success in treatment, and that goes for mental health too. The sooner you can have insight, diagnose, and then correct it before it becomes, you know, a trauma or more of a lifestyle, and it just becomes more and more difficult to recover from the longer that you live with it.
Yeah, you definitely want to get it taken care of as soon as possible and start the healing process immediately. Is there any new research or studies coming out that is really taking mental health to the next level in terms of helping people understand what they have?
You know, there's in mental health, it's you know, it is based on research. So there's always research in the field coming out. They're always looking for, you know, new therapies, techniques, treatments. So it's important, you know, as a practicing therapist, I am constantly, you know, being educated and educating myself in any new technique that I possibly can. And there's ones that have been around, you know, forever, and there's new techniques that are very successful as well. So having that kind of realm of techniques is very, very helpful. I think I've kind of, you know, it's always important to just go see a professional. Like, it will help you more than you even understand. And it's not an environment that's going to be judgmental. It's not a negative environment. It's not there to belittle or degrade you. Like I said, it's there to help, empower, to heal, to improve your life, to reduce your symptoms. Many times, if they're treated earlier, the earlier they can be treated, they can be fixed or corrected. And so, you know, prevention and early intervention is essential in mental health, and then very important.
Exactly. Yeah, prevention is important. I mean, you don't start eating healthy once you're sick. You start eating healthy when you're healthy so you don't get sick. So, yeah, right. That's very important. And we've been talking about, you know, kids and seeing a psychiatrist, you know, to help with your journey. But if some people are overwhelmed and unsure where to start with their mental health journey, what is the first step they should take, or first few steps?
There's a lot of, you know, Google. You can Google therapists, counselors in your area, helping professionals in your area, mental health in your area. You can go, a lot of employers have what's called employee assistance programs. And you can go to those programs or employee resource programs, your HR department. Many of those programs, and most employers don't, or employees don't even know, they offer 3 free sessions to every employee in a large corporation. And that is a confidential, your boss never even knows you've called that number. You don't, there is 100% confidential, and you can at least get connected and, you know, have the foundation. I'm one of those providers with an EAP program, and I would say 80% of the people that I contact continue with ongoing therapy. And it's 100% confidential. You can do it after work hours. It's a wonderful resource. Kids in schools, you know, the counselors and the teachers, they usually know exactly where to go or the help that's provided. You know, there's therapists hopefully on site, or at least help, you know, a counselor that can help get them where they need to go. The internet, Psychology Today has a list of providers, websites in your area. If you even just Google mental health.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I thought you cut out. So we're coming to the end here. We got about 2 minutes, and I want to leave the audience with 3 actionable daily habits that you'd recommend to people who want to improve their mental health right now, or that they could start tomorrow morning.
The first thing I recommend to everybody is every night, if you could do one thing that you can do, is every night say something you're grateful for or thankful for. Even if you've had the worst day of your life, you always have one thing that you can, a positive, something you're grateful for. That is, you know, I think promoting that, self-compassion, giving yourself grace, telling yourself that, you know, you did a good job today. Find something positive that you can hang on to from the day and do something for yourself. I think that's important. We tend to put ourselves on the back burner, and it's important that, you know, whether that is exercise, whether that is, go for a walk, pet your dog, you know, go see a friend, or, you know, spend time with your significant other, whether it's just have a quiet time to yourself, read a book, meditate, do yoga. I mean, whatever it is, if you enjoy that, if it brings you joy, do something every day that brings you joy, and your life will improve.
I love it. I totally agree with it. Affirmations really help a lot. Telling yourself, you know, positive things throughout the day, or, you know, creating a relationship with somebody who you can, you know, go to in times of hardship. But Jane, yep, Thank you so much for joining me today. Truly a blessing to have you on. And I'm glad to have you on, and have you on again sometime soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Of course. You guys are listening to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, joined by Jane Bush today.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. You're listening to Live Better on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I really just want to thank Jane for coming on today. Amazing guest. You know, I used to be one of the people who, you know, before I had any, I'm not going to say mental health issues or struggles, but I was one of the people out there who didn't really believe that mental health was that important until I actually started dealing with a little bit of mental health myself. So I was really fortunate to bring her on, and I know firsthand how important it is to actually speak with a psychiatrist when you need it, or maybe you don't really know you need it, but you want to go try to experience something else and heal some things that you may not know that you're actually dealing with. Because the subconscious really plays a big role in how you function throughout your daily life. I mean, it really is one of the main factors of how you make decisions throughout your day to day. You know, kind of just sits in the background running and makes those unconscious decisions, like, you know, moving your hand when you're talking or stuff like that. So taking care of that is super important, and it goes hand in hand with fitness. Like we talk about a lot, fitness plays hand in hand with mental health. Going to the gym is going to help with your mental health. Mental health is going to help with you going to the gym and wanting to look good for yourself. I know some people, when they aren't feeling their best with the mindset, they don't show up to the gym because they don't feel like they don't feel good. They're depressed, they're sad, but it really all is a mindset thing at the end of the day, and learning to conquer your brain and your mind and learning to push past the things that may make you uncomfortable is really what's going to decipher who you are at the end of the day and who you want to become. But thank you guys so much for joining me today. Like I said, Jane Bush, amazing guest. I'm definitely going to have her on again. Loved her. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week. I'll have something amazing planned, so you want to make sure you tune in. And Marty Terrell is coming up next with sports, so don't tune out. We'll see you guys after these. Thank you.